it's easier to say emeritus professor now I'm retired.
Emeritus professor, which means you're still involved in the Faculty of Medicine and Health?
Yes, I get to do all my research and mentor students and be involved with the university, and the university doesn't have to pay me anymore.
Well, I kind of like the sound of still getting paid. Sounds like you're still doing the work and not getting paid. You're getting duped there.
Yeah, that's all right.
You're very passionate about the university and you're a big promoter of the health scholarships and you're quite involved with these scholarships. And that's why we're talking to you today. We're talking about a very special scholarship indeed. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
The scholarship that I'm going to be talking about is called the Margaret Illacol Scholarship, and it has been established through the Rotary International District 9670 as a result of their involvement with Margaret Illacol throughout her life and having been left a significant amount of funding in trust to the district. And now the district wishes to honour Margaret's professional role as a nurse by establishing health scholarships here at the University of Newcastle.
Let's talk about Margaret Illacol's story because it is one of inspiration. It's absolutely amazing. Can you take us back to Margaret's childhood, because she was born in Uganda?
Yes, Margaret's story is one of courage, perseverance and an amazing outcome from a young girl who was born in Uganda into a tribal family. They were nomadic hunter-gatherers, and she was not called Margaret at that time. Her actual given name was Illacol, and that came out later when she became an Australian citizen. But her family had no education. They were very primitive tribal people. When she was about 8, she was taken in the night by a hyena and dragged out of the family camp. And as a result of that, she incurred significant facial deformities and lost the bottom half of her jaw and teeth, and it affected her whole appearance. And most children would, at 8, would probably have died of that, but she had courage and perseverance, and family and friends managed to get her to a hospital in Kampala. But she was cared for in that hospital for over 10 years.
Wow.
Yes. 10 years.
So she was obviously studying at this point in time. She did her schooling through the hospital?
She did, but that was only as a result of encouragement by the nursing staff and the superintendent of the hospital. And the Rotarians who in Kampala were looking after her decided that she had been there for a very long time. They realised she was quite intelligent and would benefit from going to school. At the end of her schooling, she had lived in the hospital and become so impassioned about the care that had been given to her, she wanted to undertake nursing training and give back to the community. At that point, when she was in her late teens, she actually came to Newcastle as a result of Rotary International. And it was an appeal by the surgeon who had coordinated her rehabilitation, realising that the skills that they had in Uganda were not sufficient to be able to help her recover any further.
And she became quite a well-known figure in Newcastle. She was an amazing nurse. A lot of people probably remember when she passed away as well. But she ended up leaving her money to Rotary.
She did. Her will was left to the Rotary District to undertake humanitarian work that was of benefit to the community. And the trustees for the Rotary District 9670 decided that one of the early things that they wanted to do with the funds was to use some of the interest of the funds to establish health scholarships in honour of remarkable ability of Margaret to overcome her personal deformities, but also in recognition of her significant 30 years of contribution to nursing here in the Hunter.
So that is where the connection came from Rotary and then gifting some of that money to the University of Newcastle.
Yes, they've gifted funding for 3 years to establish scholarships for anyone who lives within the boundaries of that Rotary district.
Two scholarships a year
for people who are considered to be disadvantaged. And again, that was honouring where Margaret came from.
Wonderful.
But also to support young people who are just starting out on their careers, so they're undergraduate scholarships in any of the health or medical disciplines. Well, there will be two a year for the next 3 years coming through.
And it's $24,000 in total for medical students. This is such a wonderful legacy to leave behind.
It is. It certainly honours her contribution to our society here. Margaret would be well known to many people in Newcastle as a professional or somebody who's been cared for by her. She worked in the orthopaedic departments at Royal Newcastle Hospital, and when they moved to the Royal Newcastle Centre at John Hunter, she moved over and she worked there until she died.
A wonderful woman. Marie Gleeson, thank you so much for joining us today. We have details up on 2NURFM.com if people want to find out more about leaving a bequest or scholarships as well. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Sarah.